step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards. Welcome back in hour number two of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ryan Porth taking you through this Wednesday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee. A big weekend coming up. The AFC playoff picture coming a little bit more into focus. We'll find out on Sunday what it looks like. But there's eight teams right now in the mix, only seven spots available for the playoffs. So there's going to be a very good team in the AFC that gets left out, and then we can all whine about how whoever wins the NFC East is going to get in on the other side. But, Joe, as you look at this AFC playoff picture, it's interesting, I think, to try to identify how teams rank. Where do the Titans fit in right now? Where do the Bills fit in? What is the biggest challenger to the Kansas City Chiefs at this point? So we have ranked our AFC playoff contenders 1 through 8. So we'll go back and forth here. I'll start us off with number one.
Number one.
Joe, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that the 14-1 Kansas City Chiefs, who are the reigning Super Bowl champions, are number one in terms of AFC playoff contenders at this moment. I know it hasn't always been pretty. I know that it hasn't always been easy for the Chiefs this year. They're still 14-1. They're still pretty good. They still have a chance to win the league MVP with Patrick Mahomes, and I have a feeling once the playoffs come around and they turn it on, they're going to be very difficult to beat. I'm going to go out on a limb, Joe, and say that you also had the Chiefs at number one.
Do you think anyone out there – I do, but do you think that anyone out there would put the Bills number one?
Oh, yeah, like, Stillman.
Did Stillman put the Bills number one?
Well, he didn't put the Bills number one in ranking the eight playoff teams, but he was very adamant yesterday that if – he had to pick them today, if they were playing Sunday in Arrowhead,
yeah,
that he would pick the Bills to beat the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. It's bold. I mean, I don't think he's on an island there. I think it's a little bit, you know, getting caught up in the moment. But, hey, they look awfully good. But, yeah, look, and the Chiefs have looked pedestrian here a little bit lately. But, yeah, look, I think you have to go there. They have the championship DNA. And they still have the most lethal offense out there. It hasn't always looked like it, but I imagine they'll get things cranked up here next month.
Number two.
Joe, at number two, I have the Buffalo Bills. Look, it's taken me a long time this year to really become a believer in Josh Allen. But it's hard not to be at this point, just based on the way he's played and just the amount of improvement that he's seen. I said it the other day here on the show. I'm not sure I've seen a guy go from what I would consider to be a liability at the quarterback position to now one of the best players in the league at that position. It's been pretty remarkable what they've been able to do with Josh Allen at quarterback this year and how well he's played. So I think when you factor that in, Stephon Diggs and how well he's played, and then that defense, who I think has the ability to make plays and make stops against the Kansas City Chiefs, I think you have to go with the Bills at number two right now.
Yeah, I'd love to, you know, zig here while you're zagging, but I have to go there. He looks really good, and their defense looks like it's really figuring some things out. They've got some people back. They can play coverage, and they can match up against a lot of teams. They're more disruptive lately on defense. It's a pretty good defense and right now just a lethal offense. So I think very few people right now would look at the AFC and put the Bills lower than that.
Number three.
This is where this list started to get really difficult for me, because I'll be honest with you, Joe. Right now, based on the way the teams are playing and based on the flaws that I think other teams in the AFC have, I think there's a pretty steep drop-off after Kansas City and Buffalo right now. I mean, I really do. And I know that we've talked about it all year, and we've kind of gone back and forth on who the biggest threat to Kansas City is. But just based on the way that teams are trending right now, I think there's a pretty big drop-off. I'm going to go with the Titans at number three, just based on the fact that their offense is that good. I mean, I know people watched the game Sunday night, and it wasn't good offensively, and I think there's been some overreaction to that this week. I think the Titans' offense is going to come back. They'll be fine this week against Houston. I think pretty much regardless of who they match up against in the playoffs, they'll be fine, and they'll be able to put up points. But the defense is awful. I mean, it's really bad. So it was a struggle. I'm not confident putting the Titans at three. I look around the rest of the AFC. I think there are flaws everywhere with each of the teams that we're about to talk about. But just based on the potential of this Titans offense and how good I know it can be, I've got the Titans right now at number three.
So I think I called the shot. I don't remember what week, but after they had lost three in a row, that the Ravens were going to make the playoffs. Maybe I just said it on the show. I don't know. Regardless, they are my number three team. They could be anywhere. I agree with you. There's a big drop off. It's hard to sort these teams from here. But you mentioned trending. For the last five games, the Ravens have given up less than 20 points. They had that wild shootout win over the Browns too. But other than that, they have really started to figure things out defensively, getting healthier, and then they're running the heck out of the football. And I just think that psychologically the Ravens, and I'm putting them in because I think, you know, they're going to beat the Bengals. Maybe they'll prove me wrong, but I think they're in an interesting position in this postseason of people not, you know, expecting a ton of them. And I think that they kind of hit rock bottom and they rebounded from it. And I think they're very dangerous, even though, yes, they got to prove it. Lamar Jackson has to prove it that they can win in the postseason with that offense and with him at quarterback. But I think that they have a chance to win more than one game in this postseason. So they're my number three.
Number four.
Yeah, I've got the Ravens at number four. I like the way that they're trending right now. I will say, I mean, the hesitation I have with that is, you know, the last few games they played the Cowboys, a good win against the Browns, and then they played the Jags and the New York Giants. So I don't really know how much stock I put into that. I know it's the NFL, and you've got to show up and play every week, and I certainly feel like, you know, their offense has been a lot better lately. Their schedule's been rough, and it's been, you know, obviously the Jags are awful. The Giants, not very good. Cowboys are awful on defense. So I don't put a ton of stock into what the Ravens have been able to do lately. I like the way that Lamar Jackson is playing right now. You mentioned the defense playing well as well, but I still have some red flags with them kind of forecasting what their playoff success could look like. But just based on the way everybody else is playing right now and some of the concerns I have with them, I do have the Ravens at number four.
Yeah, I will say, I think I agree with all that. The Giants have had a good defense, a good rush defense, and that's one thing that the Ravens did that was impressive. But yeah, I mean, obviously the Jags, that's a gimme. I'm flopping and going Titans at four. And again, same thing. It's just like the offense still gives them a chance here. I mean, they have a chance to outscore, I think, just about anyone in this field on a good day, but it's just – it really – it's two teams, you know, and yep. The other team is terrible. So I still think that the offense, even given what we saw Sunday night in Green Bay, I'm going to give them a mulligan for that until they prove otherwise. And, hey, they may prove otherwise and just not be in the playoffs at all, but I got them fourth.
Yep.
Number five.
There we go. Fourth a little late on the trigger there for number five. At number five, yep. I thought you'd hit the button, and you did not hit the button, but that's okay. Number five, I've got the Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't feel great about it. And, you know, up until the second half of that Colts game, I was wondering if the Steelers may be towards the bottom in the AFC in terms of the true threat, the way they were trending. I was impressed with the way they were able to come back in the game in the second half. I don't know if that had more to do with the Steelers than it did the Indianapolis Colts, but I do like the defense. I do like T.J. Watt. I know there's been some injuries there, But I think the defense that Pittsburgh has at least gives you a chance if Ben can somewhat throw the ball down the field, which he's done at times, did it in the second half the other day against Indy, but at times has also looked terrible in that regard. So I don't feel great about it, but I've got the Steelers at number five.
Yeah, I do too, and I also don't feel great about it. It is amazing. It's like, hey, try to throw it downfield. Amazing how that works. They still can't run the ball. They don't try to run the ball. And their defense is just – it's banged up, and it's you know, it's not what it was earlier in the year for sure. You know, I still think back to, like, the loss to the Bengals. Man, they got manhandled up front defensively in that game. And, you know, it was happening to them again against the Colts. It can be a little bit of fool's gold here. You know, you're down big. You go on this big run in the second half. You get hot offensively. You get a couple stops in there defensively. And I know Colts fans are furious with Frank Reich, and that's all they're talking about is, like, the play calling. They stop running the ball and all that stuff. It can be a little bit – you know, a little bit deceiving maybe, but I still think, I mean, those receivers are so good. Like you said, TJ Watt. I mean, I like that they're getting this rest this week, and I think they're still going to be a dangerous team.
Number six. I've got the Indianapolis Colts, and they were on the way, Joe, on Sunday to probably being at number three on this list for me. They're running the ball a lot better now. Jonathan Taylor seems like he's figured it out. I like a lot of what they have defensively. And then they kind of fell apart defensively in the second half against Pittsburgh. And then the one thing that we've talked about all year long that I think is a huge limitation for the Colts, and that is Phillip Rivers. And another Phillip Rivers kind of death interception, how I like to call it, happened again on Sunday where he just throws one inexplicably to the other team that really wasn't all that close. That happens again, and that's too big of a concern for me right now with the Colts, where you need to have some throws. I just don't think Phillip Rivers can do it, so I've got them at number six.
Yeah, so I go Browns here, and that's the difference is at quarterback. I mean, we've seen the Browns beat the Colts, and that was a long time ago. But why did they beat the Colts? Phillip Rivers. And I think with the Browns, a lot of people are gonna dismiss them. I mean, look, I'm not kidding when I think they're gonna. When I say I think they might blow it here, you know, against the Steelers backups. But let's also remember that Baker Mayfield didn't have any of his receivers against the Jets. They had a late breaking COVID situation, and I still think when they have everything, they've got a heck of a nice balance on offense and an okay defense. I put them just ahead of the Colts simply because of that, because of Phillip Rivers, who just ultimately does just enough to hurt his team, which I think other than him is constructed to win in the postseason.
Number seven.
Yeah, I've got the Browns at number seven. You don't get to be any higher than seven on my list when you lose to the New York Jets. I don't care what the circumstances are. You lost to the Jets, you're number seven, and you're the Cleveland Browns. That's pretty much all I have to say about them, Joe.
Yeah, so I go Colts here, and, you know, another thing with the Colts from Sunday and at other times this year, boy, did they get torched downfield. They are terrific up front defensively, great offensive line. Jonathan Taylor's really running the ball like I thought he would all year, but he looks like the guy I thought they got out of Wisconsin. So, again, I like a lot of them. I don't trust Phillip Rivers, and you can throw on those guys. So, you know, if they get in, I still think they could be dangerous. I mean, look, we're down to seven here, and these are good teams.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is a good field, and that's why an 11-5 team could be left out of the playoffs with an expanded, you know, seven-team field. So it's good teams. But, yeah, it's just, I mean, look, if you're the Colts, right, if you're a Colts fan right now, I mean, to me, you've got to be like, look, we have too much going for us to – not go get a better quarterback.
Yeah.
But that's for later.
No, I agree. Absolutely. And that means both of us at number eight.
Number eight.
Have the Miami Dolphins. No respect to Fitzmagic / Tua Tagovailoa and the Dolphins, even though they have the number one scoring defense in the league, Joe.
Yeah, see, the problem is I haven't watched them a ton this year, admittedly, but I did watch them against the Raiders. It did not look like the number one scoring defense.
It did not.
Now, few people can deal with Darren Waller when he's doing stuff like that.
That is
it's
true.
Just he's an absolute freak. But yeah, they're a good defensive team, good backs, and I think Tua is going to be really good. You know, he looks like a rookie at times. That's going to be a really interesting situation for them because they were just flat out better when Fitz Magic came in the game. But you know, we know with him too, and it's a little bit like Phillip Rivers. You can look good for a while, and then oh no, there's the pick six. You know, and,
yep.
And that's where it's just hard to trust that team right now. Still a heck of a year for them to even be in this discussion.
So we've laid it out there. We've got the power rankings from our point of view in the AFC. Is there a potential playoff matchup that Titans fans are rooting for out of this power rankings that we've laid out there? We'll discuss that when we come back. Also, we'll be yelled at by Ryan Porth. That's next. This is Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.